This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S, first name Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, date of birth, January 10th, 1976, date of evaluation, May 14th, 2026, referring physician, Dr. Steve Lovato. The chief complaint, 50-year-old female with congestive heart failure. The HVI, the patient is noted as a 50-year-old female who first noted shortness of breath beginning earlier this month, period. She stated that she thought she was just having asthma, period. She then presented to the emergency room and was found to have congestive heart failure. She was hospitalized for 2 weeks and subsequently discharged, period. She now presents to this office for evaluation, period. She states that she is now able to walk approximately 2 blocks before developing dyspnea. She further reports associated chest pain, period. Chest pain is nonspecific, period. It occurs randomly, period. The past medical history includes 1, congestive heart failure, next number hypertension, next number diabetes, next number asthma, next number chronic kidney disease, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, the medication, tizanidine, 6 milligrams 1HS, ibuprofen 800 milligrams PRN, gabapentin 300 milligrams PRN, albuterol 1 puff PRN, Ozempic 0.25 milligrams weekly, Advair 2 puff BID, Milox daily, sumatriptan, 50 milligrams PRN, famotidine, take 2, 20 milligram tablets HS, loratadine, 10 milligrams daily, allergies, penicillin, iron tablets, red dyes, codeine, clindamycin, cefpodoxime. The family history, father died with CVA and cancer, an uncle had CVA. Mother is alive and well. Review of systems, correction, social history. Patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional. She reports weight gain. Ears. She has deafness of the left ear. Nose. There is epistaxis. Respiratory. She has dyspnea, wheezing, and autopnea. Gastrointestinal, patient reports nausea, vomiting, and occasional abdominal pain. Genitourinary, patient has kidney failure. Musculoskeletal, she reports intermittent pain involving knees and joint. Neurologic, she has headache, dizziness, and seizures. Psychiatric, she reports depression and insomnia. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance and history of diabetes. Hematologic, she has history of anemia and easy bruising. Physical examination, blood pressure 196/98. Pulse 73, respiratory rate 18, height 63 inches, weight 238.8 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular examination reveals a grade 2/6 systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. Abdomen is obese. Extremities demonstrate 1 trace plus pitting edema. ECG, sinus rhythm, 67 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave abnormality, prolonged QT. The impression, patient has evidence of hypertensive emergency, period. Blood pressure is currently not controlled, period. The plan, I will start hydralazine 50 milligrams BID, number 60, losartan 100 milligrams PO daily, period. Isosorbide mononitrate 30 milligrams PO BID, number 180, period. Will discontinue ibuprofen given chronic kidney disease, period. In addition, ibuprofen may contribute to blood pressure elevation and edema, period. So we'll discontinue same, period. We'll obtain echocardiogram to evaluate LV function. Further testing pending echo findings. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.